This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. This episode of Harry Potter and the Boys is brought to you by Radio Mike on Patreon and the 20th Century Boy podcast. Okay, guys, let's be real. You're listening to a Harry Potter fan fiction podcast, which suggests that you may, on some level, be a little bit of a nerd. And that's perfect. So go and listen to 20th Century Boy, where I ask questions like, why the hell did I not get invited to the Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore movie? Whole storyline on this, where I end up getting invited to several movie premieres across Melbourne in what I have dubbed Mike's Big Year of Premieres. Follow my weekly antics being a writer and producer from here in Melbourne, Australia. If you like listening to me talk on this, you'll love listening to me talk shit on my other podcasts. Listen now, wherever you're listening to this. Oh, and I'd stay tuned to the very, very end of this podcast. I mean, after the final theme song of the show plays, because there's a little special guest who's going to say something. All right, guys, over to the fanfic.
50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fanfiction novels. This is book 2 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Team Wizard Tournament.
Everyone, welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, book 2, the Team Wizard Tournament, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. Sam is back. Great to have you back.
I'm back. Great start, Mike.
Thank you. Really great start.
Great to be back after a long hiatus of one episode.
One episode hiatus. It's crazy stuff. What did you do with the time off?
What did I do with the time off? Oh, I just had so much fun with my time off. Went to Hogsmeade. got just locked in my room back at my cousin's house.
Hey, can I say, actually, the last step you were on where we did the Horcrux infomercial joke?
Yeah.
So many positive reviews for that.
Thanks, guys.
Turn it into a clip of sorts.
I did think we should do that.
Yeah. But, it's pretty funny.
But I'll tell you what, the only thing that'll stop me is that I've already received the praise now for that was funny and would make a good clip. And now I can just sit forever and go, yeah, that would have made a good clip.
No, I'll make it up anyway. You don't have to do any work for it. And I'll just do it. It's fine.
Okay, but I want some credit for it.
Yeah, I'll tag you in
great.
It.
Great. Oh, good. Yeah, great. Okay, I'm in. Great.
Can I also just remind listeners, sorry, before we get into it, there is now a HPATB Instagram account. I think it's HPATB Pod and a TikTok, HPATB Pod. So jump on, follow those. Clips from the shows are going up. Funny clips featuring Sam, Zach, other guests on the show.
I've noticed that Instagram has popped up and it started sending me very rude DMs. Like, it's going, Harry Potter, and it's like, yeah, show me your, I love your fucking body. I want you right now. Fuck yeah.
No, that has not happened.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, that was Adam Levine. He was messing with me. I'm so sorry.
The other thing I wanted to plug is, if you're on Spotify listening right now, can you please go to the main page of this pod and give us a 5-star rating? Uh-huh. That's a little shameless plug. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, also leave a 5-star and a written review if you can.
If you can, what I would actually like you to do is get both Spotify and Apple Podcasts on different devices. Just press play at the same time.
It gives us twice the
listenership and downloads and surround sound.
And open it up on Omni on your computer as well. 3 downloads. Turn your 1 into a 3. It works very well.
If you're listening on Omni, give us a message because I have not, I don't know about Omni.
Sam, Zach filled in for you last week.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Zach Miller. Now, you noticed something about Zach.
Yeah, because, and love Zach and love Zach's episode. Well, I said love Zach's episode. I love the first half of Zach's episode that I've listened to on the way here because this is a professional podcast. and I know I've missed the end of it, but you know, it did say it was a filler chapter, so I think it doesn't matter.
And we will explain to Sam what happened last chapter before we get into the fan.
So I was gonna send this to you or Zach, but we are employed at SCA, which is Fox Triple M, a radio station here in Melbourne, and where the other podcast you do. Is
and when you say employed, I'd use that term fleetingly.
I have a staff pass.
I can get into the building, but I'm only there probably once a fortnight at the moment. probably less.
I just use it to book. You can book high quality studios.
Yeah, so not this low quality studio, which is actually just my apartment.
But Zach Miller of HB and the B fame,
there's a
daily email if you're employed at this place technically, and
it's the Daily Dose.
It's called the Daily Dose, and one came across with a giant photo of a familiar face of a new starter at he's previously been there as a radio host, a new starter for Studio Melbourne, and hey, I'm Zach, and it's got a whole blurb about Zach with this model shot. He looks amazing.
Yeah, so Zach's gotten a full-time job at SCA.
Yeah,
that's what's happened.
They've done a new employee announcement.
Yeah, they're announcing it in the Daily Dose.
What's
caught your attention?
What's caught my attention about this is right below it, and I wasn't sure if the photo was about the photo of Zach was for what, the text above it or the text below it? Because the text below it has got a picture of Zach and go, just a reminder, there's free aerosol deodorant at reception. We have 36 cans of men's deodorant. If you please, like a can or six, come to reception. And it feels like a pointed, it feels like hey, Zach's this is smelly. A picture of a guy that smells. If you look like this and smell like this guy, come and get some free deodorant.
Can I also?
I actually did go get some.
Did you? No, you know, joking. It's for Hamish and Andy as well.
I learned Andy. That. Well, yeah. Now I've got it. So sucked in, you smelly bastards.
I also want to say, I know someone's going to hear this, but it's kind of funny. But last time you were on the show, I also mentioned that I briefly was flirting with a woman who listens to this show, who was sort of, we were joking around about signing boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
In a flirtatious way.
Yeah, yeah.
She's heard the episode.
Oh, no. I mean, oh, yeah.
And she was like, oh, I was kind of worried about what else you were going to talk about there. So there you go.
And I feel like
insight.
I feel like we'll stop talking about it.
Yeah, we'll stop talking
but
about
shout
it
to that, and thanks for listening.
Sam will sign your boobs.
I'll sign your boobs. I haven't signed anyone's boobs yet, and I didn't say I would, but you know what? You sound like a true fan.
Okay, so in the last chapter, Hagrid teaches potions, aka another filler chapter.
Yeah.
We ended the chapter, essentially, you'd like this. They ended up using, earlier in the book, they saw George Weasley at Weasley's Wizard Weezers. And remember,
he was crying?
And he gave them the crying cream that you rub on your asshole to make yourself cry.
Of course.
In this chapter, the boys are so bored in the potions class, they use the crying cream.
No way!
They cry and they leave the classroom only to notice someone they thought was petrified floating through the halls of Hogwarts.
Wait.
Dick hanging on by one strand.
Wait a minute. This is meant to be a filler chapter.
I know.
It's filled with information. Oh, that's what it meant. filler chapter.
It was filler, like this is a
very important chapter. Very important. It's filled with pertinent information. Yeah, if it was about padding, I'd call it a padding chapter.
A padding, yeah.
Although in the padding chapter, there
could be about tampons. Because tampons are different to pads, as we know.
Tampons are different. And I think all the listeners want two guys to explain to them about pads and tampons. And an embarrassing fact about me, is that I didn't know for so long. An embarrassing answer.
I know this.
Yeah.
It's the thing about, you tell it.
That pads stick to the undies, not to the girl.
Yeah, I used to think that too. Yeah. We don't understand what's happening.
I do understand, but that was a long time of my life I spent thinking that.
100%. It's a common thing to think.
Not recently, obviously.
Do you know the band Sum 41, the pop punk band from Canada?
What's their big... They've got one big one,
They've got In Too Deep and Fat Lip.
Oh, Cause I'm in too deep and I'm trying to keep all up above in my head instead of going under.
It's up above in my head, yeah. Not all the fun in my
head. All the fun in my head.
Psalm 41, that song actually is from an album, and the album is called All Killer, No Filler. And I always thought that was a really funny album name, All Killer, No Filler.
It's a good, like, I think that's a, yeah, people, I think people say that.
Yeah. And it's a solid, it's like none of these songs are filler. Every song on this album is killer.
And yet we only know two of them.
Yeah. So I know all of them. Oh, okay. Shout out to Heart Attack. That's a great song. Check it out.
Is that by Faker?
This Heart Attack. No, it's by Sum 41.
I gotta get away. I'm never coming back.
All right. We should probably
talk about Harry Potter.
Get into the fanfic. So we're left off, unless you have anything else HP related to talk about.
No, I'm just going to check because on the computer next to us, and I love Zach, we've just got a big photo of Zach up. I'm just going to get out of that.
Okay. I'm going to pass over the laptop to you.
A laptop of fury.
Any other? I think that's pretty much everything that happened. Oh, yeah, you go.
Well, the bit I heard was it did say, hey, there's going to be a big twist at the end of the book.
Yes, that happened. And I should mention something that did come up in the filler chapter was that the boys, because they were in potions, they went to the potions supply room to make a potion.
Yes.
They noticed that Boomslang's skin and Lacewing flies were missing.
Now, which
historically, what does that mean?
It's not for that one that makes you into another person.
Yeah, it is. It's Polyjuice Potion. Yeah. So we speculate someone is using Polyjuice Potion. Okay. We don't really know why, but could be a red herring.
And so they were just like, oh, well, anyway, let's get that crying cream on our assholes.
Passing over the laptop to you, remember we leave off the boys have sighted, as the book says, a ghostly figure floating along the hallways of Hogwarts, dick hanging on by a single thread.
Which and is bad.
Is bad. And you know who it is, but Sam, as always, we start by reading the title
of the chapter.
Excuse this interruption, teachers and students. Just a reminder that Derek is a disgrace to all wizards. And if you like this podcast, patreon.com/radiomike for as little as a dollar a month. I notice a few of you jumped on this week. Thank you so much. It is the best way to support the show. If you're listening to this show and you're listening, you're doing your chores or you're in bed or you're driving or you're going for a walk or running or whatever you do when you listen to this godforsaken podcast that does make you crack up more than you want it to, right? And that's the key point here. If you appreciate those crack ups, what I need you to do is go to patreon.com/radiomike. Give as little as a dollar a month. You can give $4 a month. You can give $8. You can give $12. Whatever you won't notice missing in your pocket. For example, to use a Harry Potter analogy, you know, movie one, anything from the trolley, dears. Ron, you know, he'd probably be on $1 a month max because he's like, nah, I've got my home-packed sandwiches. Harry, though, will take the lot. So you could be a Ron, you could be a Harry there, right? Harry's probably more of a $12 tier. Ron, more of a $1. Whatever you won't notice missing from your bank account each month, it really does help this show continue. It helps us to keep putting it out each week. And I love doing this show. I think it's hilarious. And let's be real, so do you. So please go and check out the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. Support me and help me make this show. Back to the fanfic. Sam, take it away.
Chapter 23, The Dick Day Party.
And in Chamber of Secrets there's the Death Day Party with Nearly Headless Nick.
Yeah, which I really liked reading that scene, but that obviously that doesn't
not
appear
in the movies.
Not in the movie. And it's in the dungeon and all the food is really pungent. It's all rotten fish and all that, because that's the only way they can nearly smell or taste something.
That's right, because it's close to it's dead food, essentially. Yeah. And also, again, following the Chamber of Secrets plot line here, and Nearly Dickless Ned, who could very well have been a one-off character, you know, just to appear for that joke, is now taking quite a big role in this book.
And I would say that if we do an adaptation, a film adaptation, I think John Cleese will come back
to play Nearly Dickless Ned. Yeah, possibly. Well, let's get it started. Let's see what the boys get up to.
Start with some dialogue. Nearly Dickless Ned? We thought you were petrified by clownish Kim Jerry, said Rob.
And we did think that.
And we did say that, and we just did think that, and we just saw him. Was he petrified?
He was petrified, yeah.
But in the last line of the last chapter, was he petrified?
No, he wasn't petrified. Okay. He's that's what they're saying. They didn't expect to see him because they thought he was petrified.
Ah, it's true, you see, said Ned. came back for me, you see? What's his, you know, what's his accent?
I, for some reason, I read him with like a old-timey American accent, like, ah, it's true.
It's true, you see? Okay. Even though it's true, you see? Said Ned. Came back for me, you see? Tried to chop my ghostly dick off, you see? But he went straight through me, you see? Went for the biscuit boy instead, you see? Eventually, Madame Pomfrey fixed me up, you see? Okay. Okay, I hated it. I hated all that.
Well, you don't have to do it in that voice. I actually didn't like the way you did that.
I didn't either.
I think it's more like,
come on.
It's true, you see? You're doing too much of a twang.
Yeah.
But anyway, read it how you want to read it, man.
Yeah, sure.
It's your book.
I mean, I'm not going to blame the author. Well. How did he petrify everyone, though? The boys asked. I thought he just wanted to chop dicks off. Not sure, you see? Guess it's just what Voldemort was doing in the original books. So the authors just copied it and doesn't really explain much, you see, said Ned.
So that's it's a good explanation.
It is, thanks, like, Ned.
Look, we're just trying to echo what happened in the original. Don't think too much about it.
So there's no explanation for how he's petrified. I mean...
No, apparently not. Because in the original, it was the basilisk doing the petrifying.
Yes.
Everyone was having chance encounters through seeing him through the mirror or the ghost or through the water.
I don't know. Well, I wonder if people believe this in, well, like what the kind of lore around it is. Because obviously the petrifying was almost accidental, incidental, whatever it is. Because really when a basilisk looks at you, you die,
exactly.
Right? So you're only petrified by, looking through the water, looking through whatever.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there are other ways to petrify people with magic because,
Possibly,
the only way to get petrified can't be you look at a snake's eye through the reflection of something.
Can I also ask, so does that mean the, sorry, this might sound so stupid. Was the basilisk?
We're not used to that on this podcast. We are not used to that.
Was the basilisk just like, because I know they said the basilisk was going through the pipes.
Mm.
But it's a pretty big snake. It must have been big pipes. And then was the basilisk actually...
I get that a lot. Sorry.
Was the basilisk actually on the hall, in the hallways? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because like, what? Imagine if they had CCTV at Hogwarts.
Exactly.
The security guard's like, what the... I gotta stop drinking on the job. Seeing a giant snake go through the halls.
It's like in The Simpsons where the snake goes past and there's all the kids are inside the snake and Principal Skinner's like, oh, it's Lumpy, the school snake.
Sorry, we didn't answer that question, but that was funny. So
Amy will answer it for us.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
It doesn't really explain much, you see. Yes, we see, the boy said. Thank you. Now, why are you boys crying? Your dicks get chopped off? It ain't all bad, you see, said Nearly Nicholas Ned as he demonstrated a masturbate session. And his dick got the most shit stiffy any dick has ever gotten. Just one more time for the people who didn't quite catch that. Nearly Nicholas Ned, as he demonstrated a masturbate session, as we all call them.
So does that mean... Hey guys, I'm just having a masturbate session.
Sweet. and his dick got the most shit stiffy any dick has ever gotten. Mm. So, I mean, I guess you can rate stiffies as shit or really good.
Well, you would think.
What would you say good stiffy is, Mike?
just an everyday stiffy.
An everyday good old
rock hard.
Rock hard.
But I think with the stiffy, I think if your dick's hanging on by a thread. Is just that single thread getting stiff?
That actually makes me worried that if it does get stiff, like that would somehow make me more worried about it ripping off.
Mm, yeah, because there's more tension on the on the skin. Anyway, we don't know.
We digress. See, I got a stiffy, you see? And my dick's half chopped off, you see? Before the boys could lie about how Nearly Nicholas Ned had what he called a stiffy, they were distracted by four individuals, all dressed in black, heading towards the girls' lavatory. Mm. Ominous. There were three men and one blonde woman. The boys didn't think much of it. they were distracted, but they did think. Hold on to your dick there, Ned. So there's four people going over that. They're all dressed in. Three of them are men. That you're already not meant to go
in the girls' lavatory.
Yeah, you learned that the hard way.
You know what else is in the girls' lavatory?
Ooh. Pads.
The Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking in those little coin, $2 and $1.
But that's
the Chamber of Secrets is in the girls on level two. On level two?
Yeah,
third,
probably.
Or third floor corridor? It's on a specific one. It's not in every bathroom.
Third, three men and one blonde woman seems like an interesting description, but let's charge on.
And weirdly, that is three men and one blonde woman's already in your Google history here, Mike. That's weird. So they're not dressed in black there. It doesn't matter.
Three black men, one blonde woman.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Gosh,
I've seen that film before.
Yeah.
Sneaking off to the girls' lavatory.
Yeah, you bookmarked it. weird move. But, okay. Nearly Dickless Ned, we need to ask you something about clownish Kim Jerry. Did you see him in the flesh? Who was he with? Said Michael.
All interesting questions.
Yeah, yeah, and pertinent. Yes, you see. I saw clownish, you see. Hasn't changed, you see. Lots of people said after he left Hogwarts, he changed his appearance with magic, you see. But can't be true, you see. Because he looks exactly the same, you see. That clown look, you see. He was by himself, you see. He must be somewhere in the castle hiding, you see. Yes, we do see, says Michael. I feel like I'm speaking in pig Latin.
You see? Why does he speak like this? Did he speak like this when he was at school? Because he died at school, so he would have died when he was like 16.
Yeah. Like, it reminds me of people that say, maybe say yeah after.
You know?
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got some kind of speech.
Not bad, A, you know? Not bad. Oh, yeah. Or A. People say A at the end. Is that a...
Yeah.
Is that, an Australian
I think
thing?
It's more a New Zealand kind of thing. Like, oh, it's so hot outside today, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of vibe.
Yeah, good call, eh?
It's weird.
So it's like that, but shitter.
You're saying?
It's kind of like this is like Harry Potter, but shitter. Ned, we'd love to keep asking you questions. Where are you heading to? Said Rob. Boys, I'm actually off to my dick day party, you see? The anniversary of my dick being chopped off is today, you see. Several of the Hogwarts ghosts and students are teachers... are coming to celebrate, you see? Go students and teachers.
Students, yeah.
Make sure you get me a present, you see? See you there, you see? Said Ned. Wait, what present would you want? Said the boys, having no idea what to get for Ned. So they're like, yeah, we'll get you something.
Yeah. What do you get a ghost? They're slabbed. Dead. A slab of beer. They can't drink
That's
it,
the
though.
Easy one. Oh, yeah. What would you get? Okay, what would a ghost want?
I don't
want?
Know, because you couldn't get them something material.
No, a mirror wouldn't be good. Mm. Useless. I don't know.
Maybe a new dick.
That's true.
A bionic dick.
A bionic. Oh, I mean, you could get them like a DVD or something.
But can ghosts in Harry Potter touch physical things?
Probably not, but they can watch stuff.
But you'd always have to ask someone to put the DVD in for you.
Yeah. Here we go. A voice activated,
DVD
like,
player,
or like a phone, you know, like a Hey Siri play.
A Google Home.
Google Home. If you've got a ghost death day or dick day party coming up, get them a Google Home.
Hey Google, play the Black Eyed Peas. You see?
Well, I've just nailed that. Look,
that's a great idea.
I know that sounds. We've gone on a bit of a tangent, but we.
But they don't have electricity at Hogwarts.
Oh fuck. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Bit of a tangent, but it is relevant.
Yeah, it is relevant, and that is a good gift for a ghost, so we got there. The one thing I was hoping for more than anything in the world is a blowy, you see? Oh, my God. Dick got chopped off in seventh year just before Jemima Terrellino was going to give me my first one, you see? Never got to experience a blowy, you see? Said Nearly Dickless Ned.
And that is a shame.
It is a shame.
And it's like, I love that he's in Gryffindor or whatever back in whenever it was he was there. And him and Jemima Terrellino, and he's like, hey Ned, going to give you a blowy tomorrow. And he's like, oh, that sounds fantastic, you say?
And she's like, can you not say that tomorrow?
Oh, Jemima, that feels fantastic, you say? Oh. Neck minute.
Yeah.
His dick's getting chopped off by clownish.
This is a bit too far, but I was thinking it was like happening like the blowy was
in the mouth.
No. Oh, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say it was very much about to happen. Like,
yeah.
It's like slow motion, like, it's approaching. And then Ned just runs past. Chop!
Ah, I wasn't about to get my first blowy, you see. You can wait till after, you see.
Anyway, we shouldn't talk more about that. All right, I'll move on. Well, we can't get you that, but how about a cake, said Luke.
A nice negotiation.
I suppose a cake will do, you see. But a blowy would be preferred, you see.
Does Ned want these boys to be like, Luke, just give him a blowy.
Luke, come on, Luke.
Come on, take one for the team, bro.
Speaking of come on, Luke. No, just wish I could experience it, you see, said Ned. Why the fuck do you speak like this, Ned? Why? Said Michael. That's in big capital letters there. Yeah. So then Ned looked sad and floated away, floating through the cosmos of space toward the Great Hall.
The cosmos of space. Toward the Great Hall.
So not that far.
Not really the cosmos of space.
Okay. That's a bit sad.
Poor Ned.
I guess they're still invited though. So the boys made their way to the Dictate party in the Great Hall, where many students were celebrating, eating, drinking, and chatting away. Nearly dickless Ned continued to remind people that this was, in fact, a day of mourning his dick as opposed to celebrating him.
A few people have mistaken it for a happy day, like a birthday. Mm. Where he's like, wow, it's actually the death of my dick, you see. It's a mourning day, you see.
And, you know, like with Queen Elizabeth has passed away recently. And we had a public holiday here in Australia and probably everywhere. I don't know. Not everywhere. For a day of mourning.
And no one was mourning the Queen that day. Everyone was just happy to have a day
off
work.
No way.
We're all just hanging out.
I went for a quiet walk around what I thought... Well, I thought it was going to be a quiet walk around the MCG here in Melbourne, which is where they play the footy grand final. But there was... It was on Thursday, the public holiday. It was a giant festival of footy. And it was like thousands and thousands of people. The show was on. The one with like... The Melbourne show with all the...
Yeah.
Rides and all that.
But it was the day before the grand final. Oh, I don't know why you'd think it would be quiet at the MCG.
It was 2 days before the grand final.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was 2 days.
But still.
Sorry.
Anyway, thousands of people. No one was like there going, oh, RIP Lizzie. Anyway, get me on that Ferris wheel.
They were all just like, can't wait for the footy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I digress.
But lots of people were celebrating on the day of mourning. He asked people to please look sad, but enjoy the party.
this is fun.
Most my parties are the other way around.
Please look happy, but don't enjoy the party.
Yeah, they're not enjoying it, but they're trying to look happy.
Great party, man.
Awesome, man.
My head off soon because we're super tired. Yeah, awesome.
No, like low-key is like better. I like how bright it is. Awesome. Yeah.
There's no snacks, which is good.
Which is
good. We're dieting.
Yeah, yeah. like it started at 6, but I probably, you know, we probably should have eaten before. Yeah, sure. not much parking. No, it's all, yeah.
It's all good. Nah, all good.
Great spot though.
Yeah.
Great party. Okay. Nearly dickless Ned. He kept accidentally leaning over to get food, but his dick would get curiously close to everyone's mouths.
So he's curiously. So I'm just going to demonstrate with distance. He's like, oh, excuse me, I'm just going to get some of the...
I'm already uncomfortable.
He's just moving his pelvis towards me.
Sorry,
people must just be like, what?
I guess because he floats up, he can just do whatever. Yeah.
But does this mean he's always naked?
I guess.
But then because it said in when he was introduced that he pulled his pants down.
Yeah, well, maybe he just wears like an open cloak these days.
you couldn't really stop him. He's a ghost.
Exactly. Like, you can't even grab it to cover it. Anyway.
Yeah. If there was a ghost at Hogwarts that was just every day exposing himself to the students, what could Dumbledore do? Like, I just don't know what he could do.
Because you'd have to...
You can't kill
talk
him.
Talk to him. You'd have to talk to him.
It's like, sorry, you can't expose yourself to the students. They're minors. Well, you can't do it regardless, but it's even worse. Mm. So I'm going to have to ask you to stop. Okay, I'm not stopping.
Oh.
Okay.
Make me. Well...
Well, then I'm going to have to ask you to leave the castle. Again, make me.
Yeah.
Okay. I can... Because it's like Peeves. You couldn't stop Peeves.
Yeah. And he was, well, he was a poltergeist, right? Yeah. But what, so he was a physical.
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was. He was. But anyway.
They still couldn't stop him.
So it's just an interesting discussion.
You nifty bastard, Peeves. We love you. Shout out to Peeves. Never got a gig in the movies, but solid character. So he kept actually leaning over to get food, but his dick would get curiously close to everyone's mouths. And when they realized it was too close to be considered a coincidence, he would sort of pretend it was a huge accident and be really apologetic. So everyone kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt.
So Neely Dickelstead is like a predator.
Oh, let me just grab that cheesel.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry.
I think it touched your lip there.
Oh my god, that was a huge accident. Huge, if you know what I mean. Oh my god, wow.
That's never happened before. So sorry, Hermione. That is not good.
That has never happened except for the last six times I've come at the snack table. But you know, never usually.
Never intentional. Yeah,
yeah. There was lots going on at the party. One of the 7th years asked his girlfriend to marry him, and she said yes.
That's nice. Why is that funny?
It just is.
Yeah, it is.
And it is happening at this party, and she wants everyone to be sad.
It's also, it's like proposing at a funeral.
Yeah, that is true. They're quite young, I guess, but that's all right. Everyone clapped and congratulated them, and then they said they had to leave to have sex.
Sorry guys, we've got to go. We've got to have sex now.
Yeah. So everyone laughed as they left, and everyone thought that was funny. They're like, we're gonna have sex.
Classic newlyweds.
No, seriously, we are gonna have sex for the first time. Hopefully, no one chops my dick off. Harry actually followed them and put his arms around them and implied that they were all going off for a pre-arranged threesome. You're right, we better go.
You're at a party, two of your friends are a couple, and they're like, hey, we're going to go home and have sex, and you go, oh, cool.
We probably should go, guys.
Guys, we've got a pre-arranged threesome, we're all going to head off.
Yeah, Dazza, I don't think...
Sorry, Dazza, you're not part of...
Yeah, no, we should go. Unless there's another Dazza here, yeah. Dazza, you're not part of it, you're a core part of it. Yeah. Yeah, he was implying it when he said, I'm going with them. We have a pre-arranged threesome. But the couple were just like, no, we don't. And asked if he could please take his arms off them and not follow them because they did, in fact, have a threesome plan, but it was not with Harry.
And the perfect way to celebrate your new engagement is have a threesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they believe in the sanctity of marriage, and so they want to get all their three ways out of the way.
Yeah, yeah, before they get married. Yeah, yeah. No three ways after you're married.
I reckon I'd almost go as far as most three ways happen after people are married.
What? Your evidence?
I guess I don't.
That is a very serious accusation, Mr.
Potter. I don't have that much evidence.
Do you think people, once they're married, like they're just like, oh, like, should we open this up? Should we experiment a bit?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
There's a dating app.
Yeah.
For this, basically.
Thrinder, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh. Are you on that? No. there's an app called Field.
Okay. Are you on it? Because you're not in a relationship.
No, but I'm not. I know people who are on it, and it is...
It's a threesome app?
No, it's more of a... Yeah, it's like an open relationship. It's open relationship apps, and there are lots of people who are couples on there.
So is it called Field because it's like playing the field?
I think so. But I don't know why I'm plugging it, but I mean, I guess some people that are into this might be into open relationships.
There's Ashley Madison, which is the cheating site.
It's not that.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I had no funny comment about that because everything I know about it is confidential.
Okay, cool.
okay, cool. I mean, I love that they had a threesome. They did have a threesome. But not Harry. That's really funny. Oh my God, this next sentence I'm loving. Trevor, the winner of Big Brother, was there. Trevor from Big Brother, who won the second or third.
It must have been 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Trevor won Big Brother, and he proposed to his girlfriend on the stage because he won $1 million.
Imagine that. It was $1 million back then. Of course you'd go on to it. Now Trevor, it's like you get a podcast signed. Yeah.
But Trevor was just on the Big Brother Reunited series.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Wow. So you've written this when it was relevant slightly and have And now somehow
it's still relevant.
It's only just become relevant again.
Yeah.
Trevor. Trevor from Big Brother.
He was like, I think he was he indigenous? Was he an indigenous
maybe.
Australian?
I don't know. They had dreadlocks. That's not related, but he did have dreadlocks.
He was cool. And he won. Rightfully so.
Trevor, the winner of Big Brother, was there as part of his commitments. So some people were asking.
As part of his commitments. So sorry, pause. So he won Big Brother in like 2004. It's now 2057 and he still has contractual commitments to do publicity.
To whatever, to whatever network was originally.
To Channel 10. So Channel 10 in 50 years is like, hey, Trevor, you need to go to this party to do some publicity. But I finished the show 50 years ago. I'm retired now. Yeah, but you've contractual commitments.
Yeah, come on, man. And it's pretty, otherwise, we're going to take away $1 million.
So I don't know if people know this, but like when you are in a reality TV show, particularly in these days, part of your contractual obligation is you have to go and do all the publicity at radio stations, magazines, and you don't really get paid for it either. It's just like it's part of your agreement of being on the show.
Yes, I know someone that's one of those shitty marriage. Not maths. It wasn't maths. It was a different one.
Yeah.
And I think they did. They got like $30,000 to be on this show.
Wow.
But they didn't get their money until after it aired.
Mm. Yeah. So they make sure they basically hold you ransom, and it's like you have to do everything.
And
they
did. I think they had to do like radio stuff as well.
The sucks. Big Brother contestants used to go on Rove, which was like a late night talk.
But that would be fun.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, imagine being Rove, late night talk show host, who's interviewing celebrities like Jerry Seinfeld was on that show. Yeah. And it's like, all right, thanks, Jerry Seinfeld.
Now
next up,
Bree.
It's Bree from Big Brother. Yeah. Come on out, Bree.
She was good.
How was your time on Big Brother? Yeah, good. Yeah. All right, thanks, Bree. And then Bree and Jerry Seinfeld are just sitting on the couch
that's
together.
Insane. That's insane.
It's absolutely insane.
Well, this kind of feels like what this Dick Day party is. A lot of big celebrities, like Trevor, the winning Big Brother. Some people were asking him how he was going to spend the $1 million. Oh, my God.
Which, again, he won 50 years ago.
Yes.
It's like, I've spent it all, mate. Yes, it's done. I bought a house, paid for the wedding.
Oh, well, here we go. Fucking hell. All right, here we go. Falco from Lilac Wars was also there chatting to people.
I like that Falco pops in.
I actually do now. I've come around.
He's just an anthropomorphic blue bird. It's cool that he's there.
A few other famous faces were around, including Fuxter Fungorious, the famous potions master who had sold a billion books on potion making.
He's been mentioned before in a previous chapter, so that's a nice little callback to Fuxter.
Oh, cool. Good on you, Fuxter.
Fuxter Fungorious.
Fuxter is, I think I've come across Fuxter on that app, actually.
Pretty sure there's a website site called Fuxter.com. I'm sure something exists.
Someone research that.
Amy? No, don't do that, Amy.
Oh, no, it's already bookmarked. Dimmy was standing by himself, and the boys had a brief conversation with him where he mentioned that his dad had created a cure for pooing. So he didn't have to poo anymore.
I mean, it's a time, like, it takes a lot of time.
Some people like it, though.
Some people do enjoy it. It's a nice separation from the world.
But suspiciously, halfway through the party, he entered the toilets of the Great Hall, and when he came out, there was a poo-like smell emanating from it. Can I congratulate 13-year-old Mike for using the word emanating?
Hey, guys, my dad actually created a cure for pooing, so I don't need to poo anymore. Okay, hey, just excuse me for 1 second.
Where are you going?
Just to the toilet.
To do what?
Nat poo.
Read a book. The Jim Wilkins Choir were at the front of the hall singing various varied variations of the Ring, Ring, Ring with the Trolley song.
What is this chapter?
Which,
if we know the filler
all filler,
in this
no
book,
killer.
Yeah, all filler, no killer. But if we know filler in this book, something huge is going to happen. Yeah.
Lavender Brown and Neville stepped out of a closet in the nude. Even Harold's dad was there signing boobs. I'm loving this chapter.
This feels like one of those clip show episodes of a TV show. Remember when we did this?
Flashback to
episode 301 where we did this.
Hosted by Troy McClure.
Yeah, this is like the highlights of the book. This joke. Here's this other joke.
It's kind of like, we remember all this. We just need to know what the fuck's happening. The boys noticed that Gemini Jones was at the party as well. He looked scared and worried and approached the boys. He also looked slightly strange, as though his hair was somewhat off colour.
Ooh.
Okay.
Holly juice potion, perhaps?
Oh, nice. I just
possibly.
Thought, oh, he's got some poo in there.
From Dimmy. Remember in Chamber of Secrets, the hair is the first thing to change.
Oh, geez, you're good.
Could be that.
Lockie, said Gemini. His face was pale and white. Lockie, you need to leave the party.
Okay.
Wait, what the flippity fucking fuck, said Michael. Why does Lockie have to leave the party?
What? Just what the flippity
Michael,
fucking fuck?
Michael, fucking hell. Harry Potter swamished over to the boys and interrupted the conversation. Not a word.
Swamished?
Swamished.
I see it as like swimming through the air.
Oh, yeah, nice. Boys, great to see you here. Now, how did all that disagreement stuff you were having with Mr. Charger go? Look, I know you boys don't get along with him, but you've just got to try, said Harry.
Hey, so this teacher's trying to murder him. Boys, I know you don't like him, but just try. You know,
let's not try to focus on who's going to murder who.
Just do your studies and get to class, you know.
Oh, your teacher's not going to murder you.
Just pretend you like him, exactly. All right? Don't listen to him.
Just lay low.
Just ignore him. But he's actually trying to kill
us.
Just ignore him.
Harry, said Michael. Oh, please. Call me Harry. We love those ones.
This is the reverse of the last one.
Professor Potter is so lame and professional. Just consider me one of the boys, like you, said Harry. I did call you Harry. Harry looked awkward, like he had just been caught out. He then did the thing where you make your thumb and pinky finger look like a phone and started talking into it. Hello? Oh, really? Oh, that's no good. Oh, no. No problem. I'll be there right away. Sorry, boys. That was the hospital. My father is very sick. I'm going to need to visit him right away. And as we know, famously, Harry's parents...
Iconically, Harry is an orphan.
He is, yeah. Oh, here we go. Your dad is dead, Harry. We know that's a lie. It's one of the main plot points of the entire book series. God damn it. Harry then noticed Mr. Charger at the side of the room and quickly ushered him to come over. Winston, my friend, the boys here were just complimenting you on how much of a great teacher you are and, of course, your devilish good looks and fantastic ass.
Hey, Professor Potter, Mr. Charger's ass is fantastic.
Let me tell you. And that's not weird. And why don't we bring it up in conversation with him? Well, Potter, Mr. Charger began, his voice deeper and more powerful and confident than before, maybe I won't be their teacher for much longer.
Oh, shit. Oh, snap. Oh,
and in this moment, the boys realised that everything was about to change.
Well, we've heard that before.
We have heard that before. I bet you might, okay.
Wait, what?
Like something could just not happen.
Yeah.
Okay. The doors to the Great Hall swung open, and the four wizards, well, one was a witch, mentioned earlier that the boys saw sneaking to the girls' lavatory, entered the room. They looked strange, somewhat zombified, as though they were being controlled by some powerful magic and forced to do this. Bit of guessing involved there. Their wands were ready, but their eyes completely dead and unthinking. Immediately, spells began shooting out of their wands, attacking various students and teachers. Okay, this sounds to me a bit of Imperious Curse situation.
I was thinking that too.
Harry began flailing around the rooms, blocking killing curses by holding up students and objects to take them for him. I started that sentence very impressed. Like, oh, Harry was blocking spells. Oh, no,
So they're all being attacked by killing curses and Harry's like, oh, and he's flailing. I just imagine him going,
like getting some of the, there's always some really smaller kids who just hadn't thrown yet. Like just getting those really small kids, just throwing them.
Using kids as human shields. I love how it says using students and objects. So it wasn't all bad. Yeah, there were some chairs and tables, perhaps, but then there was a couple students.
He was screaming nonsensically in a high-pitched wail like a girl and flailing his arms around. He began moonwalking toward the door, making Michael Jackson noises. So he's and then he
I wonder if he thinks that makes it look like he's doing something. He's like,
oh my god! I just gotta
he just starts. He goes into a flail to a moonwalk. Like,
yeah.
Oh, sorry guys, I'm just heading towards the I can imagine this in the film adaptation.
Yeah,
as
this
well.
Would be good. Like, this would be very good.
Him dodging spells by moonwalking. Like doing the, what was the thing Michael Jackson did where he like defied gravity?
And yeah.
He's just doing that stuff.
I don't know what it's called. Michael Jackson Lean? I don't know what that's called. But,
yeah, I think it's called The Lean.
This is good. This is good stuff. So again, making motions. And as, I guess he was trying to beat it.
He was trying to beat it.
Out of the room. Okay. As he arrived there, he screamed, I'll get help. Everyone just wait here. Help is coming. No, I made that bit last
But I feel like that would have happened.
Yeah. Help is coming. He immediately ran up to his office, barricaded the door, and started reading the Daily Prophet and thinking,
I'll get help. I'll get help.
And yeah, you can imagine the locking.
What's in the news today?
Well, that's it. Well, that's what it says. So he started reading the Daily Prophet, thinking to himself, well, thank God that's over. Oh, look at this news story. Avadi Patil got married. Oh, I should send her a thank you card. That doesn't make fucking sense. You haven't gone to the wedding.
Congratulations on your wedding. And here's a thank you card.
Thank you for getting married. As I previously said in a previous episode of one of these podcasts, is that Harry should have got with Avadi Patil. At the when he
Yule
went to
ball?
At the Yule ball,
should have had a cheeky pass.
Oh, sorry, or should have paid attention to her. She's
gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. She? Is what I thought when I was watching it at an age appropriate time.
Yeah, and now in her adult form, I would probably think she's still gorgeous.
And I think Harry just was an absolute dick.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Cho. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. Cho's great. Cho's great. But they cried when cried when they kissed.
They kissed weird. Weird stuff.
Okay, bit of a tangent. Okay, I just said thank you. He then pressed an intercom on his desk and said, "Penny, can you organise a thank you card for Avadi Patil?" No one answered because Harry didn't have an assistant and her name wasn't Penny.
Hell! So there's so many levels here. One, he has an intercom that I guess goes to somewhere, but he doesn't have a system. He doesn't have an assistant. And her name wasn't Penny.
Yeah, if he did, she wouldn't be called Penny.
Oh, that's it. That's,
oh my God, that's the end of the chapter. So right now, we've ended the chapter with the guys are in the Great Hall and there's four people shooting, killing curses everywhere.
Yeah, and we've, in tradition of the original books, we've gone through Harry's perspective here. He's cowardly... escaped the Great Hall, promised to send help, but barricaded himself in his office and just ignored it and started
reading the paper. Crumb caught the snitch on the weekend. That's good.
That's good. Good stuff. Attack at Hogwarts. That's no good. Wow.
Any jobs go? Okay, yeah.
So I guess the next chapter, we hope the next chapter picks it up.
We hope it does pick up there. I guess it could because... sometimes things happen and they don't get Neely Nicholas Ned being petrified and then he just, now he's not.
Yeah.
So he's at Madame Pomfrey, helped him.
Yeah. Do we want a glimpse at the title of the next chapter and just see where that...
It is called chapter 24, The Unexpected Gemini.
Ooh. That is... Okay.
Okay.
Something is going on
The
here.
Unexpected Gemini. Mm. Well, so he had... A weird tuft of hair.
Yeah. So I'm starting to think that Gemini and Lockie aren't twins and there's something else to it.
It did say those four people all came into it. Yeah.
Yeah, the three men and the blonde woman.
Why do you say Lockie used to listen? Maybe.
There's a something. Well, something.
Gemini is polyjuicing as Mr. Charger or someone.
But what do you mean? As in the Gemini at that party isn't Gemini.
Well,
that's what I think, because the tuft of hair was discolored, which to me seems like that's Mike trying to replicate what happened in the movie.
Okay.
And it's like a little hint.
What about this? Dimmy went to the bathroom.
To do a poo, though.
Do we know that for sure?
Maybe if he was telling the truth about his dad curing poo.
That's true. Okay, I'm throwing wild theories out there, but that's a good one. Okay, so...
And send in your fan theories, as always.
So you think that the Gemini at the party wasn't Gemini, it was someone else with a brown tuft of hair, was it?
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe it's Hermione.
Can you... I guess you can polyjuice to any shape, can't you?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we don't know. So you could polyjuice, if you're a guy, you could polyjuice to a girl and you would just be able to like have sex as a girl. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Well, it's not the idea. I don't think that's why they designed it, but yeah. Yeah.
If you're a girl and you're like, I wonder what it feels like to have sex from a guy's perspective, you could do that.
Sure.
Do you reckon people do that a lot? You'd try it. Would you try it?
I don't know.
If someone said to you, I can turn you into a girl.
Yeah, but
right now, just for a day.
I wouldn't be attracted to the person. Personally, I wouldn't be attracted to the person having sex with me.
But what if you did like a lesbian thing? Would you just want to try it out? I definitely would. I don't know why it's so
funny. We're getting really too far into Mike's,
inside of my mind.
And the Google history, as we've already mentioned. I don't think that's why they designed it, but I'm glad are we ending on that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, cool. Well, I think I'll listen to the end of the other chapter as well.
Yeah, and do you want to plug anything? Anything to plug?
You can...
Sam Garlep on Insta.
Sam Garlep on Insta. I might be on TV again. I probably won't be, but...
Oh, it's possible.
It's possible.
Cool. And as always, radiomikepod@gmail.com. Send in your owls. If you've never sent an owl in, this is your week. Do it. Radio.mike on Instagram and the HP and the B pod. Instagram and TikTok. Jump on there. And patreon.com/radiomike. Sammy... May the force be with you.
It's been a pleasure, and may the force be with you as well, Mike.
Goodbye,
and all of you.
And all of you.
Peace out.
Hey guys, it's Dimmy here from The Book. I just wanted to jump in at the end here to remind you that you can support us, the boys from The Book, at patreon.com/radiomag. I love being in The Book and all of your support really helps. And my dad said that he'll do whatever you want if you support the Patreon. And if I were you, I'd listen to my dad. He used to be the president of China, so he could beat you up and he could get away with it because he was the president. There's no laws that apply to him, so he can break all the laws, so he could kill you. So I would actually recommend you go into the Patreon. Dimmy, that's enough. Sorry, Mac. Okay. Sorry, guys. I better go. That's Radio Mac. He created me, like, 12 years ago, and now he turned my whole life into this podcast, so it's pretty shit. Anyway, patreon.com/Radio Mac. Thanks for listening, guys.
This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.